You are listening to Lee Allure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice. Sometimes when I get really exhausted, and I'm still sitting at the table that I've been working at for most of the day, I kind of like to rest my back against the chair, put my arms on the table, and I put one of my hands in the other, and I close my eyes, and I just kind of feel like maybe whatever else I need can find itself pouring into my hands, or trickling into my hands, or dripping into my hands if I hold them there long enough. Whatever position you're in, get as comfortable as you need to. Take a deep breath in, and as you let it out, maybe your head drops down a little bit, maybe you just find yourself relaxing your whole body a little bit more. Maybe it feels good to just stop a minute. To just stop and to pay attention to the position of your body. My feet were on the legs of the chair, the ones with the wheels. And I was like, huh, that's not as comfy as if I just move them to the floor. So I move them to the floor and feel a little bit better right now. My hands are still in that other position and my eyes are closed. And it feels good to notice that for me, I did a lot of work today and I got a lot of things done. And that's enough. I don't know what you did today, but that's okay. Whatever you did do, the next time you breathe in, find yourself being filled with a sense of satisfaction. It doesn't matter what it was. It's unimportant whether you found yourself learning something new, or continuing on and doing some work, or trying something different than you'd ever tried before. Maybe you can just know that what you did today, you did with your very best of intentions, your very best of efforts, and that you did a fine job. No matter what anyone else says, today you did enough, and you are enough. And that can be enough to let you feel better and better right now. To let your mind calm down in a way that feels fantastic. To let you know that whether or not you do more, or whether or not you do nothing else for the rest of the day, or whether you go play a game or have a drink or chill out with friends, probably online, but whatever you find yourself doing, all of this is fine. All of this is acceptable. All of this is easy. All of this is wonderful. All of this is lovely. I have a friend who creates art. Sometimes they create art. And they used to do a lot more creation of art. But they started a new job. And their job takes a lot of their time, especially since they're working at home. Sometimes they need to be reminded to take a break. Sometimes they need to be reminded that work does not get all of their life, whatever that happens to be. And sometimes people need to be reminded. Sometimes at the end of the day, when I've had a lot going on, and I know that at the moment, I don't want to do any more, and I can't do any more. I sit in my chair and I lean back, and I feel the way that the chair presses against my back. It always feels a little bit interesting when I do that, because I can tell at that moment if there are any parts of my back that are sore. I put my hands in front of me on the table, one inside the other with my palms up, perhaps waiting or hoping for inspiration or some kind of relief or happiness to drip or flow or splat into my hands. I put my feet on the ground before they had been on the legs of my chair, the one that wheels back and forth. And I just allow my body, as I breathe in and then out deeply, to get as comfortable as I can. I shut my eyes, and I allow my brain to think about what it was that I got done today. I don't need to be super picky about it, because whatever I did today was enough, and whatever you did today was enough, whether you worked or not, whether you did anything or not, whether you made food or not, or created or not. Whatever you did today was enough. You're enough. I have a friend who is an artist, and they used to do a lot more artwork. They would practice all sorts of different things, and they would put them up, and people could admire them and buy them. But sometimes they'd get so burnt out on doing art that they had a hard time remembering that sometimes they should market, and sometimes they should hang out with friends, and sometimes they needed to do other work because art doesn't always pay that well. And then they got a new job, and their job, now from home, takes a lot of their time. And sometimes at the end of the day, they feel completely and totally exhausted, and they want to do art, but they don't have the energy or the mental capacity to create that way. So they had to begin to remember, during the day, that it's okay for them to take breaks, especially in the middle of challenging things. So that at the end of the day, when they shut the door to their office at home and went out to their living space in their kitchen to be with their partners, that they still had the ability to have energy then to do whatever they needed to do. They needed to know that what they had done already was enough, even if they thought there was more to get done. Because if there's one thing that I've learned, it's that there's always, or at least almost always, more things that are possible to get done. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are able to get more done in a day. And just feel how good that is to acknowledge and accept that you can find yourself in a state of giving in to the idea that you can be as satisfied with what you've done as anything. To know that you can find yourself knowing that you have done enough and that you are enough. Allow your brain to sink that message in, that whatever it is that you've done was enough. To know that what you are is enough. To know that what you can accomplish in any given point of time is enough. Allow your brain to hold on to that idea. That it feels really good to just know that whatever it is you've managed to do, that whatever it is you've managed to get done, your brain can feel really good about that. Your unconscious self can feel fantastic at the idea that you are capable of giving in, that you know how to give in, that everything about that begins to feel better and better and better. So sink and drop down more and more deeply, and allow your unconscious mind the ability to know that you can drop down deeper, that you can give in more easily, that you can let go. The more you find yourself in that state of giving in, of dropping down deeply, of letting go, the more you find yourself in that state of knowing how good it feels to allow your unconscious mind to simply accept that you can get done what you're capable of doing, and you're not required to have to do anything, unless, of course, something demands it. But you can know that what you get done, and you, and your capacity, is enough and is acceptable, and that it can feel really good to have that knowledge, that acknowledgement, that permission for you to understand what your limits and capabilities are, what your interests are, and the way in which you can manage to find yourself getting done what you're capable of doing. So drop down deeper and deeper and realize that no matter what it is that you found yourself doing today, that everything about that can feel better for you, can feel freer for you, can feel liberating for you. The more your unconscious mind gets to a point, gets to a place where you can surrender easily and effortlessly to dropping down deeply into trance, the more wonderful it feels. Perhaps the more you can find yourself thinking about what your tomorrow will bring, and to know that whatever you find yourself doing tomorrow is exactly acceptable too. What if you did nothing tomorrow, but sit around and count how many seeds were in a strawberry? That might be the best use of your time. I don't know. But however many seeds there happen to be on a strawberry, do you think they're all the same? Seems the smaller they are, the more seeds they have. Your mind has the capacity to take breaks when you need to, to let yourself drop down more and more deeply into trance, to feel how good it becomes for your mind to feel better with every moment right now that you find yourself acknowledging that you do what it is that you can do, and that you can feel okay at your mind's ability to simply know that when you're at capacity, you can stop doing a thing. You can acknowledge that you've reached that point, and you can feel good about what it is that you got done. Slide down more and more deeply right now, while your unconscious mind thinks about the ways in which you can find yourself being as you as you'd like to be, as satisfied with what you can do as possible, to know that if there is within you the capacity to do something that gives you energy, that drives you forward, that you can find yourself embracing and enjoying that more and more. And to realize that no matter how many other things you have to do in a day, that a part of your brain can always reserve just a little bit of something so that you can do that thing you love, so that you can find yourself hanging out with friends, or creating a thing, or spending time with yourself doing whatever it is you most love. Drop down deeper and deeper into that state where it just feels so fantastic for your brain to surrender and to sink, for your mind to accept and to give in how good it feels to let go of everything else, perhaps to imagine what a day will be like when you can have all the time for yourself, when no matter what you do, the only one who cares is you, and as you find yourself thinking about how good you can be at being the best you you know how to, let your unconscious mind take you down more deeply. Allow your unconscious mind to feel how fantastic it is to allow yourself to simply be controlled by what it is that you need to get done in your own desires and whims. To allow anything that you find yourself thinking about wanting or needing, that you think that you don't have in terms of a personal strength or a will to make it happen. Perhaps your hands are in the same shape and place that mine were. And you can imagine those things simply dripping, dropping, pouring, gushing into your hands. and then being absorbed, and then with every pump of your heart, with every clench of those muscles, imagine that being pulled more and more through every single part of your body. Or perhaps if your hands were not like that, it simply falls onto you and gets absorbed in the same way, being pulled inward and down, allowing you to notice that whenever you need to do a thing, your brain has the capacity, the energy, the drive, the will to make that thing happen. So go ahead and sink down more and more deeply into trance right now. Allow your unconscious mind to feel so fantastic as you go more deeply into trance, as you let go and give in. As your brain finds a way for you to appreciate what it is that you've managed to do, no matter what that was, to find the littlest thing that you could find, or the biggest. And as your brain thinks about all the things you've done, perhaps you can find yourself thinking about how you did it better today than you did it 2 weeks ago, or you did it a month ago, or a year ago. Or maybe these are things that you weren't doing at all, and now you are. Whatever it is that allows you to get through the day, to know that you're the best person that you know how to be, to let you know that your unconscious mind knows this and does whatever it is that it does, because on some level, it's the best thing for you. It does the best for you because that's what it knows how to do. And you can find yourself grateful for that and happy about that. Humans can always get better. We can always learn to do new things. We can always find a way to break through and communicate with our brain. Almost always. But the more we find ourselves in this state of appreciating what we do, we can notice that those things that we appreciate doing can come to us a little bit more easily next time. Perhaps even to the point where we don't need to think about them at all, that we just discover we've done them. Unless maybe there's a part of you that really enjoys doing those things. When there's a thing that you find yourself really enjoying doing, I wonder if your unconscious mind, instead of getting, better and better at it in a way that it all becomes unconscious and therefore you don't even pay attention to it, I wonder if your unconscious can make it feel as though time has slowed down so that you can find yourself doing the thing that you love and that you enjoy, and it feels like you had all the time in the world to do whatever that was. And then maybe you look up and you got a lot of stuff done and 30 minutes has gone by, but in your brain it might have felt like a couple of hours, because hypnosis is so fantastic for allowing us to distort and dilate time, to allow a few hours go by in the blink of an eye, or to allow a few seconds to be stretched out and go on and on forever in a way that lets us put whole lives and worlds in a short period of time. Drop down deeper and deeper into trance and let your unconscious mind feel how much more fantastic it is to let go and to drop down, to surrender to that state where your brain can feel more wonderful, more fantastic again and again and again. The more your unconscious mind accepts that it feels good for you to let go, that it feels good for you to give in, that it feels good for you to find yourself dropping easily and effortlessly into a state of trance where nothing else matters, where everything else matters, where only the things that you want to matter matter, where you can find yourself appreciating how good you are at being the very best you can. No one can do it better than you can. So allow your unconscious mind to give into that state of you being appreciative of yourself, of what you can do, of what you got done, and how good you can feel while you're doing it. Let go of everything else right now, and allow your unconscious mind to sink and to settle in. Allow your brain to wrap around how nice it is to accept and appreciate yourself. Hold on to how very good it feels to let your mind
quiet down and settle down. At the end of a long day, when you found yourself doing all the things that you wanted to do or all the things that you needed to do or whatever else it was you managed to do, you might find yourself thinking or saying, I did enough. I am enough. It was a good day. Drop down deeper and deeper right now, and perhaps you find yourself thinking about how you are enough and you did enough, and that that can feel better and better every single next time. That your unconscious mind can hold on to the idea that it feels fantastic for you to go down deeply in trance, for you to accept and understand that your unconscious mind appreciates being spoken to, that it appreciates knowing how amazing it is, and that it can always learn to do new things. The more you drop down deeply into trance right now, the more your unconscious mind can pay attention, can become appreciated, can feel how good it feels to let you know that you are enough, that what you did was enough, and that each and every bit of that can allow you to find yourself feeling better and better and better. The more your unconscious mind gives in to the idea that you know how to sink down deeply into trance, that you know how to give in to the words that I say and let them affect you unconsciously, to allow you, as long as it's safe and appropriate, to find yourself changed for the better. You can, of course, accept or reject any suggestions that you've been given. You can adjust them so that they fit you better. Perhaps your unconscious mind has a thought that you can give yourself right now, that you can give yourself right now that adjusts and changes something in a way that makes it a little better. Whatever it is that I've said or whatever it was that I didn't say, allow your brain right now to think of one thing that you can tell your unconscious self, that your unconscious self can think and make happen for you in the very best, most powerfully positive of ways, to allow your unconscious mind to get to that point where you can drop and sink and surrender down deeply to a state of trance that it is transformative, that lets you find a new way to do all sorts of things, that allows your unconscious mind to know that it's appreciated, that you all are appreciated, that you can find yourself doing and knowing that it's enough, that you can find yourself being and know that you're enough. So go down more deeply and more powerfully into trance right now. Allow your unconscious mind to simply accept and to sink into these ideas and to feel how refreshing it is to notice that your unconscious mind is there, learning, absorbing information, feeding it back to you, and allowing you to be better and better, whatever it is you need to every single day, even if that's simply being you. Drop down more powerfully and more easily right now. Feel your mind accept the idea that you are as good as you can be, that you do the best that you know how to. If you wanted to learn to do something differently, you could. Whatever it is that you'd like to do, your mind can probably make that happen pretty easily, pretty nicely. It may require changes in your life. A lot of change requires additional change. A lot of change sometimes requires a change in a belief. A lot of change requires a different belief about who we are and what we're capable of doing. But I know that your unconscious mind is powerful, that your unconscious mind can do all sorts of things. Go ahead and let it happen. Go ahead and allow your unconscious mind right now to realize how amazing it is and to take charge a little bit. Perhaps your unconscious self can think about all the things your conscious self says and make one little change, make one little adjustment, only if you want to, only if it's necessary, or maybe it's not necessary and you just want to try it for fun. Sink and drop down more and more deeply into trance right now and feel how good it becomes for your unconscious mind to accept that, to know that, to realize that, to live that, for you to feel better and better about the things that you did before and the things that you find yourself doing now, and to imagine how bright and amazing your unconscious mind can make your future, So drop and slide. Know that sooner or later you're going to find yourself simply being a different person than you were today. One of my favorite sayings is you can't step in the same stream twice. Every time you do a thing, you change yourself. Every time you do a new thing, you change yourself. Every time you do a new thing, you change yourself. So sooner or later, you're going to discover how changed you are and in what ways and how good you can feel about that. Drop down more deeply right now. I wonder what happens when you realize that you are going to find yourself realizing that you're a new person one of these days. How different will it be? What's the thing that you will have done that will have changed you so dramatically? Will it be simply appreciating yourself? Will it be giving yourself time to do a thing? Will it be stopping doing something? You probably already know what that is, but I don't know what that is, and that's okay. Your brain just needs to know what that's like. And it feels so amazing for you to be able to give in to that. So drop down more powerfully right now. Surrender and sink and give in more powerfully right now. Let everything else go. Feel better and better and better. On the count of 10, find yourself coming up, and you can notice that with every single new higher number, your mind can anchor in any suggestions that you needed to hear, that you needed to make happen, anchoring them in more deeply and powerfully and firmly within you, allowing you to feel better and better and better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All the way back with us.
Thank you for listening.